This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
This is Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. The Milwaukee Brewers are defying logic this season. A baseball team that's in the midst of a rebuild is the number one team in the NL Central Division. They're even ahead of the reigning World Series champions, the Chicago Cubs. And not only that, the Brewers have the second most home runs in the entire league. To better understand how the team got to this point halfway through the season, I spoke with Tom Hodricourt. He's the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Brewers beat writer. He says strong pitchers in the bullpen and also the depth of the team's talent have contributed to the team's success.
Yeah, it's really a little unexpected, Maureen, because they're in the second full season of their rebuild, kind of 2.5 years in from when they originally stripped the team down from their veterans and went with younger players. And so, generally speaking, it takes a little longer than this to build good depth, but they have. And the other thing that has really tested their depth is Ryan Braun missed 51 of the 91 games with a leg injury. And Jonathan Villar, who was sensational as their leadoff hitter last year, has really struggled at the plate. But they've been able to cover those two shortcomings. So it's been a true team effort.
And it seems like, as you wrote about this week, they have really great chemistry. Like, they are a really fun team to watch this season.
They are. You can tell they're having fun. That's another thing that defies logic. And, you know, a lot of things in baseball do defy logic. That's been my experience over the years. But when you consider that these players have not been together very long, and they've also come, most of them, from other organizations, they've built this roster in great part from waiver claims from other teams, trades, and signings. Only a few players have come up through their system. You know, Craig Counsell has a saying, "We enjoy each other's company." I think that's very descriptive and very accurate.
Are there other just moves that they've made or different philosophies that they've taken on this season that have gotten them to this point?
Well, they've been incredibly good at scoring in the first inning. They have, in 91 games, they've scored 81 runs in the first inning, by far the most in the majors and by far more than their opponents have scored. So they have constantly and continually worked with early leads, which takes pressure off your pitchers. You know, you give them some early runs, and they are able to relax and settle down. And, you know, it's the old early bird gets the worms. Well, they've got lots of worms.
Over the last few years, we've heard a lot about the Brewers rebuilding the team for the future. Are we now at this point where the future's arrived? Is this the team that the Brewers organization has been waiting for?
It got here quicker than they thought.
Yeah.
You know, they're definitely ahead of schedule. They still are building for the future. They want to be good every year, not break through occasionally as they have in the past. They're in first place at the All-Star break for only the fifth time in franchise history. So that's not a tremendous amount of success over the number of years that they've had a cup. So they're trying to be better more often, and they hope to get to a point where they are. I don't think they'll reverse course now and start trading a bunch of their younger players for veterans, but I do think they'll look around at the trade deadline at the end of the month. You know, another big part of this, Maureen, is that the Cubs, of the defending World Series champions, who everybody assumed would dominate the division again this year, have not been able to get going. They have a losing record at the break, which is astonishing considering their talent level. The Brewers' attitude right now is, if you guys don't want to win it, well, heck, we'll try to win it then.
So we're entering the second half of the season come Friday. Do you think the Brewers have what it takes to keep this momentum going?
We'll find out. They have a rough road schedule in the second half, and the pressure is going to increase as they stay on top. Because, you know, it's one thing to unexpectedly break through, but it's another to stay up there and actually pull it off. They seem oblivious to pressure so far. We kid that they're too young and inexperienced to realize they're not supposed to be doing this. So here we go, where, you know, it's been a fun ride so far, but now they've got to finish it off.
Tom Hodricourt is the Brewers beat writer with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The second half of the Brewers season kicks off tonight when they play the Philadelphia Phillies at Miller Park.